WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. Got a great show lined up for you today, which will include lots of new music recently released, along with some familiar tunes, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with this show. Got music from Velocity Girl, Sinead O'Connor, and The Cure, plus new music from Pearl and the Oysters, Fake a Smile, and C-Mat, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from The Colorist. This is their tune, Yes, Yes, here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Do anything to take you from me. Yes, yes. music you won't hear anywhere else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM, WMFO. We listen to everything.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Banging her way into the 10 o'clock hour. Thanks for joining me here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Got lots of music lined up for you today. Let me tell you what we just finished up there with the opening of the 10 o'clock hour. That was the latest from Fake a Smile. They're an alternative indie pop trio, originally from Bournemouth, but now are in London. These lads met before the pandemic when they were in lockdown. And most of us just separated. These chaps actually got together, released their first single in 2020. Since then, the production hasn't increased, only 3 singles in 3 years. But I really think that they've gotten better as they've gone along. This is their latest single. It's called Prom Dress. It came out on April 5th. I've been playing that a lot on my own. Widow Speak before that from All Yours with Dead Still, Dead Love, parenthetically So Still. Velocity Girl, of course, from 1994. The release was Simpatico. Nice album from them that is called Sorry Again. Beach Vacation with Washington Weather. Then The Colorist got going with Yes, Yes from their EP Lido. Oop.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Having CD trouble this morning. Anyway, we've got music coming to you in this hour, anyway, from Sinead O'Connor. Also some Cure and Dave Matthews Band. Next up, we've got some new stuff. I've been playing this a lot. You're probably familiar with CMAT, C-M-A-T. She actually stands for Sierra Mary Alice Thompson. She's a bubbly, acerbic 25-year-old from Dublin, Ireland. She describes her music as tacky, glam country pop, and she channels the Nashville greats, as she says. And she released an album last year, If My Wife Knew I'd Be Dead. I played with some frequency the tune Every Bottle, parenthetically, Is My Boyfriend. And she released a standalone single in January this year. This is called Mayday. I've just been playing the crap out of it. I hope you like it, too. New music from CMAT here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
What time were you born? I'm bored again and thinking of you and wishing you were home. I'm
91.5 WMFOTK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Whoa, that's not supposed to do that. Must have it. Oh, yeah. Let me change it. Boy, this is a rough morning. I go away for like a couple days and it's just everything goes to hell. Anyway, we finish up there with new stuff from the Oracle Sisters. They are a Paris-based group composed of childhood friends Louis Lazar and Christopher Willett. And along with Finnish musician Julia Johansson, their debut album, Hydronism, was set to be released on April 7th. I think it didn't make that date. Recorded on a remote island during the pandemic. That song was just called RBH and is the third pre-release single off the disc. I actually got to see them at this year's South by Southwest. That is the edited version of that. Sinead O'Connor, of course, from her breakout album, The Lion and the Cobra with Mandinka. C-Mac got started with Mayday. Let's keep it moving here with other new music from Amber Arcage. That is the stage name of Anna de Graaf. She's a Dutch singer-songwriter. I first found her back in 2016 with the release of her debut single, Turning Light. She's back with her third full-length album, Barefoot on Diamond Road. Street date was February 10th. This tune is called Odd to Even. New music from Amber Arcades here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
pressure in the floor. There isn't more in a waking day than dreaming, or so I thought. You came to me at the speed of a bad decision, just the speed.
TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Thanks again for joining me here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Finish up there with new music from Fenny Lily. It's an alternative singer-songwriter from Bristol in the UK. She moved to New York City in 2020, just in time for the release of her second album, Breach, almost 3 years after she signed to a new label, Dead Oceans, and together they released her third studio album, Big Picture. Came out on April 14th. That is the album's pre-release single, Lights Light Up. Also in there, The Cure from Japanese Whispers with The Love Cats from 1983. Amber Arcade's, her new album, is out, Barefoot on Diamond Road, and that was Odd to Even. I want to remind you, I'll be doing another version of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. It airs Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. The first hour, it's the new release show. It focuses on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second hour, well, like we do here, an eclectic blend of new folk, indie, alternative, along with some classics thrown in, but most of it you haven't heard of before, which is why it's music you might otherwise miss. Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. Speaking of new music, this is the latest from Pearl and the Oysters. They are really the duo of Juliet Pearl Davis and Joaquin Pollock. The pair met in school in Paris, but then moved to Gainesville, Florida, and it's an interesting move, but however, I would say it's done very well for the music. They released a full-length album, Coast to Coast, came out about a couple weeks ago. Track that caught my attention was Konami. These guys I got to see also at this year's South by Southwest. I posted a video of them there and it has done very well. They're wonderful. The only regret, they're not stopping here in Boston on their tour. Anyway, new music from Pearl and the Oysters here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Draw. We listen to everything, so you don't have to. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Take a step outside, little piece of mind. Gotta make the change. make the time to see you. Be waiting for a revelation. Superficial summer soul vacation. I'll be waiting for you in love. He satisfied, exemplified. Gonna make the time to see you. I'll be on the ready, won't ya? Take a step outside, little piece of mind.
Well, that'll do it for me again for another terrific Tuesday. Thanks for joining me. I had a blast. Hope you had some fun too. Hope you got a new song deal, because that's really the point of this whole process. This is TK for Music You Might Otherwise Miss, saying stay safe, have fun, and be well. I'm going to leave you with a tune from Tegan and Sarah off the So Jealous release. This is Walking with a Ghost. Hopefully I'll see you on Thursday for my other installment of Music You Might Otherwise Miss, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. And again here next week, hopefully. Get the schedule, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WMFO.org. Y'all have a great day.